Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, my next guest is revered for his role as Doctor Who's frenzied arch-nemesis, the Master, and for starring as the supervillain Steel Serpent in the Marvel and Netflix Iron Fist series. Now he's back starring in BBC One's much-vaunted drama Wolf, a nail-biting crime thriller from the makers of Sherlock and adapted from the acclaimed Jack Caffery crime novels by Mo Hayder. Let's have a quick listen.
Don't!
So I've been poking around an old case. 5 years ago, I knew that something was off.
You found something, didn't you?
Two men have taken us hostage in our home.
I need to find that house.
They're still out there.
You didn't really think that was it, did you?
Sasha, welcome to the programme. It is pretty scary stuff. I can vouch for that. And in particular, there's something really malevolent about your character, Detective Honey, who turns up as a sort of harmless, hapless, as I say, detective, and is quickly revealed to be much, much more than that. What was it that appealed to you about the character? I mean, are you a fan of psychological drama?
I'm a huge fan of psychological drama, and I think what Megan had done here so brilliantly is created a beautiful blend of genres. It's the kind of stuff that I like being in. It's the stuff that I like seeing. So you've got this heightened world of crime, and horror, and also a tinge of sickly dark humour as well. So it was a real draw for me to be part of it. And of course, Honey as well is a very complex character, and all I can say is it's never as straightforward as you seem, and Megan is brilliant at kind of pulling the rug from the audience, which you'll see as the series unfolds.
How do you get into a character like Honey? I mean, do you have to find likable things about him, and what did you find when you dug deep?
Well, with these types of characters, which is why I love playing them so much, is I realise that they're incredibly complex. So for me, you know, I don't like to just go, oh, I'm going to be terrifying. I kind of like to spend a lot of time thinking about why is he terrifying. So I spend a lot of time creating a backstory about why he might behave in a certain way. And then once I've got that, that's what makes the performance more interesting. And I feel more confident to make much more interesting choices. So with Honey, I feel like society in a way has let him down. And he's incredibly repressed, but now he's suddenly in a position of privilege and power. And I was really excited to see what he would do with that, almost to the point where he might end up doing something incredibly silly. And that's what made him very dangerous.
It's interesting you say that, because obviously, you know, there's been a lot of controversy around the Met police in recent times. And one of the things that's been discussed as an issue is the fact that those sorts of jobs that attract kind of visible power are way too compelling to characters who perhaps shouldn't be gifted with that degree of power. And in a way, that's reflected in your Detective Honey, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you'll also quickly realise he comes in as a detective, and he's very well prepared and incredibly charismatic in order to get into the Anchor Ferrer's home, but you quickly realize that's not who he is, and that's not necessarily the background that he comes from. He's just very good at impersonating those roles, which again makes him absolutely terrifying.
You say that you come up with this with the story. So in a way, do you have to sort of write a narrative for your character that isn't necessarily provided to you?
Yeah, I mean, I read the book initially written by Mo Hayder, and again, she captures the dark humour, the twists, the turns, the crime, the horror, and then so I had that as the Bible, but then also Megan brilliantly has also adapted it, but also brought a whole lease of life to all the characters. So I've got that to play with as well. But then I also like to, you know, as an actor, just add my own touches and colours to the character. You know, I have waited so long to play these interesting characters, so I can't wait to kind of get my teeth into it. I'm a bit like, someone mentioned it sometime, it's sometimes like an artist with a, as naff as it might sound, but I have a blank piece of paper and I just write down words, feelings and stuff that I might not end up playing, but it ends up kind of becoming ingrained in me. So then when I'm doing a scene, it's kind of there. So obviously I learn the lines, but I end up learning or really embodying this emotional backstory that this character has, what his relationship is, why he behaves in a certain way. So it's all there for me to kind of draw from when I'm doing these scenes.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you worry about casting directors at the very least, but can we say audiences too, seeing something villainous in you?
Yeah, I know. I have been playing a lot of villains because they're complex, but also I love the challenge of when an audience can despise a character and then also feel slightly sorry for them as well. That makes me feel really excited. But with the characters like these that I've played, like the master and also with Honey, there's an element of what you see isn't always on the surface. And there is vulnerability that the character is slightly damaged. So it just means that I'm not just playing the out and out bad guy. I think that's means that I'm just, the performance is just on one note. And I think that's why I was drawn to this, because as you'll see, and I can't reveal too much, there's so many layers to it, which is why I was... which is why I wanted to do it.
So tell me a little bit about you. Tell me about how you came to acting in the first place. Where did you grow up? Was it the first thing you wanted to be? You know, tell me a bit about you.
Yeah. Well, kind of being the arts has always been in the family. You know, my mum and dad never went down that route, but my dad is a huge Elvis fan. My mum sings beautifully. So they always made a habit of getting us up in front of the family to do something, to perform. And I'd always do Michael Jackson impersonations. And I just got the bug for it. I absolutely loved it. And then when I finished college, I was like, see you later, guys. I'm moving to London. I'm following my acting dream, having worked as a child actor. And then everything just stopped completely. And I was working with my dad in Manchester. But actually, it was the best thing that could have happened, because I realized in that moment, like, I had to reinvent myself slightly and figure out, why is it that I want to do this? And I had to struggle a bit, really, and learn a bit more about the craft. And as life had it, that's when the History Boys audition came about. It was a brilliant play by Alan Bennett in 2004. And it changed my career, really, as it did with all the boys in that. And so, you know, what's nice is I've continued working since then, but I've also had my ups and downs. But the downs are challenging, but it's allowed me to really question, what type of actor do I want to be? And I think in the last couple of years, I realized that I wanted to be an actor that was incredibly versatile. It's very rare for actors like myself, or who are British South Asian heritage, to be given these challenges. And I really wanted to show that we're not just, you know, these boring, bland characters, where we can be villains, we can be the anti-hero, we can be sexy, we can, you know. And I love showing my range and diversity in the roles that I play.
It's also, and I don't want to be stereotypical about this at all, but you mentioned being a child actor, and that suggests that it was a career that was encouraged by your parents. And of course, the far more common thing is for parents to be extremely worried about their children heading off down such sort of indulgent routes, and you know, a desire for them to chase a professional qualification of some sort. Was that not the case for you?
No, I realised how privileged I am to be in that position, because the industry is hard. And I've realised how lucky I am, because during the lows, you know, I'd go to London for an audition with, you know, and paying quite expensive train tickets, and I'd be there for 10 minutes and then be, you know, 2.5 hour journey back to Manchester and feel so disheartened. And just knowing that my mum and dad were incredibly supportive and saying, you know, just hang in there and totally believing in me it's kind of made me the actor that I am today. Like, I remember, you know, being on Broadway for the History Boys, which was amazing, and then coming back after so many months and then sitting with my dad, and he was just so excited. He collated like every newspaper article you can think of from the History Boys. And he's always been, as my mum, just incredibly supportive of what I do.
You talked about when you got the job in Doctor Who. I mean, I think you were the first British Asian to play the Master. About feeling a huge responsibility to the British South Asian community. Why did you feel that responsibility, and how did it manifest itself?
Well, it's interesting, because I think in the last couple of years, I mean, part of my journey is embracing my British South Asian identity. And in this industry, it's been very hard to figure out where to place that and to own it slightly. And that's because when I first started, I rarely got to see many actors like me that looked like me. And I think during lockdown was a really interesting time to really unpick that a little bit and own it. Like, I had slightly in Boy with the Top Knot, was like a one-off drama I did about Satnam Singera, but I feel like I didn't quite own it. And I'm on that journey now, really, and enjoying the responsibility of playing roles that are empowering for myself, but also for my community. There's more actors now, but there's still a way to go. But at the same time as well, which is kind of the journey I'm on at the moment, is not always being defined by that either. Sometimes actors like myself who are in these kind of privileged positions to be playing these roles tend to put so much pressure on themselves to represent the community. Mm. And I think sometimes that can get in the way. I have the luxury of, depending on what project I'm doing, whether I want it to be culturally specific or not, or whether I want to talk about my British South Asian identity.
Yeah. So do you mean basically, you know, to be cast just because you're a good actor, rather than, oh, we need a South Asian policeman or bad guy?
That's exactly it. And still, you're still representing your community. You're mm-hmm. still... You can still be free of it. You don't always have to be the spokesperson for it, which I think a couple of years ago, I felt like that's all I had to talk about. But you don't need to. And even though you're not, you're still, like I said, you're still speaking volumes on behalf of your community and the background that you come from.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.